USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia says it told U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan that President Biden's decision to label Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal has put Russian-American relations on the verge of rupture. Biden's comments came weeks after opening an investigation into possible war crimes by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill Monday that would have banned transgender girls from taking part in girls' sports in schools. Holcomb's action set him apart from 11 other Republican governors who in recent years signed similar bills into law. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned President Biden, saying his efforts to revive the Iran nuclear deal would be catastrophic and a dangerous development.
To have the Ayatollahs have nuclear weapons is the most dangerous development on the world scene that we could possibly imagine. But that's exactly where this deal is leading.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.